Good afternoon, everyone. We are continuing in our learning of Sugi de Zimra. We are now up to the Tefillah of Mizma Lasoda. The history of Mizma Lasoda in our davening is actually quite interesting. The Otros HaTefillah quotes several Rishonim about different Menhagim and how they would recite and when they would recite Mizma Lasoda. The Shpilei Luket quotes that this was actually only cited on Chol, on the weekday, but not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because when we say Mizma Lasoda, we are as if offering a carbon toda, and a person is not allowed to offer an individual carbon, only a public carbon sibor on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Others actually have the opposite minhag, to only recite this on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it says Mizmer Shir Liyom HaShabbos Tov LaHodos LaHashem. Specifically on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's appropriate to be moda to Hashem, to give thanks to Hashem, so we're expressing Mizma Lasoda as well in that tefillah. Some would actually, as the Rokeach writes, skip out the first two words, Mizmer Lasoda, and jump to just saying, Hariyu Lashem Kal Aretz, because on Shabbos, even though you can't bring a carbon, you can still give thanks to Hashem. The Magen Avraham actually in Siman Nun Aleph quotes those who would actually specifically say Mizmer Lasoda on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, because the word Hariyu is reminiscent of Trua, either the shofar or times of tshuva, or times of expressing Malchus Hashem, and that's why they would recite that this parak during those times of the year specifically. The Torah writes that the reason to recite this specific tefillah in our davening was corresponding to the same reason why we have Hodu in our davening, because David HaMelech instituted the recitation of Hodu, and the Torah seems to bunch that together with Mizma Lasoda before he would bring a carbon each day while the Aron was outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore it follows that we're going to mention this as we're initiating tefillah, which is corresponding to karbanos. In terms of just the placement, which is something to look into, the Bnei Ashkenaz have the minhag to recite this right after Hodu, after reciting Baruch Shamar, implying this is one of the praises that we're mentioning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even in Nusach Sard, while Hodu is before davening, before Baruch Shamar, Mizmer Lasoda is the first tefillah that we're mentioning right after Baruch Shamar, which is fascinating in the sense that even though Hodu was left out of the formal structure following Baruch Shamar, Pesuk de Zimra, Mizmer Lasoda gets a front and focus mentioned in Pesuk de Zimra, being the first tefillah that we're mentioning in our davening of Pesuk de Zimra. In terms of the structure, there are three basic parts. The first pasuk, which is an introduction of the parak, calling the world and people to listen to the words of the Mizamer. The second section of this Mizmor is the Mizamer, the conductor, mentioning several commands, charges to the world to make, to serve Hashem, to know Hashem, and go to His gates. And the third section is the last pasuk, is a conclusion and almost justification explaining those directives that were just mentioned. So on the, going back and going to detail on these sections, the first section, again, is an introduction to the parak. And the question that the Mefarshim are trying to grapple is, what is the word Lasoda referring to? On a simple level, as Rashi explains, the word Toda is referring to the carbon Toda that was given in the Beis HaMikdash. And this song is accompanying that carbon as we're thinking about that feelings of thanksgiving while we're actually offering a carbon that is commemorative of Toda and thanksgiving. However, the other Mefarshim extract this idea of thanksgiving beyond carbonos. The Radak understands that this entire parak is really a general thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for letting the Jews survive the Gullus and get them out into Geula. And following that understanding, explains the Malbim, because the Geula, because the salvation, not necessarily of Geula, requires or expresses different miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is coming to interacting with the world in a more overt and more public fashion. And for that reason, the Malbim explains, that's the reason why we have to reciprocate, that we're the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was expressing in a more overt way His presence in the world. We have to be Hori Hashem Kol Aretz. We have to call out to the world to also publicly express praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Refresh has a different take on the word Toda. He expands the word Toda from meaning thanks, seemingly to mean recognizing. And he explains that the word Toda, which we associate to mean thanks, is one of the several definitions which stem from this core term called recognizing. If you look at the word hoda in a past perspective, looking back, then yes, you acknowledge something that was done either through thanks or even actually through vidui, which is another root expression of the word todah, which means to recognize the past that was done. So it could be done in a past, in a thankful way, or done in a almost like confessionary way. If you look at the word hodah in the present, however, it's acknowledging the current status of the relationship. And if you look at the word hodah in the future, it's saying that I recognize this relationship, and therefore I'm going to fulfill and actualize and commit myself to committing to enabling this relationship to go further. And this parak in general, as we'll see, is not just about the giving thanks, but it's a description of how the Mezamer is relating his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the progression, and this is why it's an appropriate introduction, because it's going to be, the next few psukim are going to be giving descriptions of how the person recognizes their relationship. Moving on to the second section, where the next three psukim, the Mezamer gives several charges to the world, after telling them to call out, to do other things, to serve him, to know Hashem, and to come to his gates. So going in order of the psukim, it says, Ivdu es Hashem besimcha, ba'u lufan of bernana. Serve Hashem with joy, and then, as well, go to his gates with singing. And on a simple level, as the Mefarshim explained, this is just a command, a call for us to express simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we'll explain in the next pasuk, for the reason for that simcha, but the call is to be misameach in avodas Hashem. Her first notes that a few points, two points really. The first point is that there's an interesting dichotomy that's occurring right now. The first point, in the first pasuk, the mezamer is calling out to the nations to harigul Hashem kol arts, which implies the word shrua, which implies a more serious tone calling out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the second pasuk brings a second type of emotion, which is that of simcha, as if saying that even though you're taking life seriously, you have to still be able to, with that seriousness, incorporate simcha, joy, in the service that's being done as well. And Rav Hirsch explains, emphasizing the second aspect of his pirish on this pasuk, that the word ivdu should not be understood as a specific example of avodas hakarbanos. The word avoda, as potentially indicated in the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvahei, understands that the word avoda is serving Hashem in effectively all contexts of one's life. It's not just limited to karbanos. Karbanos and also tefillah, which is avoda shebelev, are examples and methods in which we're able to enable us to better ourselves and prepare ourselves to do avoda in our entire life. But we should never think that they're the only types of avoda. Avoda is pervasive everywhere. And if you do it properly, your entire life will be filled with simcha, with that internal satisfaction of one's life being purposeful and having that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And only then, says Rav Hirsch, Ba'u lufan av bernana, once you've attained living an entire life filled with avodas Hashem outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then you're properly able to genuinely have simcha when you do the specific rituals, the specific actions of tefillah and karbanos, when you enter the Beis HaMikdash of Ba'u lufan av bernana. The next pasuk is the following: Du ki Hashem hu Elokim. Know that Hashem is Elokim. Hu asanu, He made us. V'lo anachnu, and literally means, and to Him we are to Him. Amo, His nation, v'tzon mariso, and the sheep of His pasture. For many of these mefarshim, this second pasuk is really an explanation of why we have to be misameach in our avoda. The Radak explains that simcha is because Hashem is our God, and He took us out of the galus. He did an incredible chesed, and for that we have a recognition to be misameach and be joyous because Hashem took us out, and we have that appreciation. However, Rashi understands that Di'u ki Hashem hu Elokim is not a reference to the geula per se, but the fact that Hashem is going to give us schar. As he explains, if you ask Hashem b'simcha, why? Du ki Hashem hu Elokim shishalim schar pulaschem. Hashem is going to return schar for your actions, and therefore you have to be misameach in that reality. But unlike the avodei avodah zarah, who don't have, they should not be misameach the oved b'simcha because they don't get any payment or wage for or schar for their avoda. And on a simple level, this simply means that a person is happy because he's getting schar for their avodah. Now, a little bit more nuanced understanding, however, of this might be understood as Rabbi Yonah in his Perish on Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yudalit explains that the function of schar is not for the schar per se, but it seems to be something beyond that. It's the schar is almost an indication of the value system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and he shows that he understands that whatever a person is doing in terms of Avodas Hashem has significance and has an impact. You know, in many ways, it implies that there's a genuine relationship that's going on. And if we understand that understanding, potentially Rashi might be understanding that the reward, the fact that Hashem gives reward, shows that there's an impact, there's something significant that's being done and occurring, and that's the simcha. The simcha is that there's a relationship, there's something meaningful that I could contribute to this relationship. In light of that, the Malbim explains, explaining really the previous pasuk of Bo Lufan of Bernana, he says that when a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the service is not the goal per se. It's not the reward per se. It's the process. It's the fact that you're able to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bo Lufan of Bernana. The fact that you're going, the fact that you're just entering, is itself a source of joy and singing, because that's the true reward of Avodas Hashem, of being able to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very real and meaningful way. However, while this is the understanding of many of the Mefarshim that this pasuk is explaining the Simcha, Rav Hirsch understands this pasuk as Abdu'u, Ki Hashem Elokim, as a progression, almost like the next stage after a person has attained Avodas Hashem B'Simcha. Once he's attained Simcha, then he can actually internalize when he enters the Beis HaMikdash, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, then he can internalize that Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, number one, and Hu Asanu V'lo Anachnu. And number two, that he made us. So what are these two terms referring to? So Rav Hirsch explains that they're referring to Hashem's interactions of creating different systems in the world, and also his personal, his involvement in world history. So Duk Hashem Elokim, Rav Hirsch explains, is referring to Hashem the lawgiver, the ruler, both referring to the Torah law and also the natural law. Both types of laws are associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to recognize that. And then also, Ki Hashem is Hu Asanu, He made us. And not only on a global level that Hashem is involved in the world, He also formed us, V'lo Anachnu. He made us specifically as a nation and to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Hirsch notes that if you look at how the Torah, the Navi, or the Tehillim formulate the word V'lo Anachnu, it's read V'lo with a Vav. However, it's written with a Vav, but it's read with an Aleph. Almost to say there are two different meanings going on. If you read it as with a low, as referring with an Aleph, almost like saying no, so it would be understood as this. Hu asanu, v'lo anachnu. Hashem made us, and v'lo anachnu, and we didn't make us. We didn't make ourselves. Hashem guided us and formed us. And if you read the pasuk with above, the word lo means his. V'lo anachnu, we are his. Amo, his nation, v'tzon mariso. His nation and the sheep of his pasture. And it first explains that these two interpretations are really two sides of the same coin. Because we recognize that Hashem guided us and formed us, that's what enables us to be associated to him and have him be our shepherd and the leader of our nation. Additionally, Rav Hirsch explains that the word Amo Vitzom Ariso, as per the Medrash, are two different hanhagos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almost causations of the other. If a person recognizes that he's Am Hashem, he's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, then Vitzom Ariso, Hashem will guide and watch over the sheep, because the sheep are now associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The third pasuk in this section goes even further into the progression of going into the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'u Shara Besoda, go to his gates with Toda, Chatzros of his courtyards, Betila, and in praise, Hodulo, thank him, Baruch Hu Shemo, and bless him. And again, the Mefarshim understands this, and I think all the other Mefarshim as well understand this, to be a further progression, calling on the world to enter further into the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Hirsch explains, following on his previous introduction to the parak, that a person's only able to go into the Beis HaMikdash once he first was able to internalize Avodas Hashem b'simcha, serving Hashem throughout his entire life with joy. Refresh notes that if you look at how the Torah present, the Tehillim present this progression, we're going into the gates, which is the outer entrance with Toda, with thanks, but then we're transitioning into the courtyards with Tehillah, with his praise. And it first explains that Toda is a more personalized type of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Tehillah is more of a general expression of thanks and recognizing Hashem as a great entity, not necessarily related to personal experience. And he explains that a person genuinely is only able to properly give praise. It's something we mentioned in the introduction to this series. It's only possible if he's entering, going in already with a recognition of personal acknowledgement of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness in his own life. A person's only able to be going to the Chatzar Hashem B'Tehillah if he's first going Ba'u Shara V'Soda. On a more simple understanding, this praise is not just praise of personal experiences in one's life. The Radak explains this is a praise of Hashem giving the Geula and recognizing the Ches that Hashem has done, as mentioned earlier in the Perek. Following the Refresh's understanding, the Malbim adds, this is the explanation of the last four words of this pasuk, Hodu lo baruch hu shemo, a person's only able to be mevarich, give general praise of Hashem through the Hodu lo, through the personal thanks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moving on to the third section of this perek, the mezamer concludes with a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki tov Hashem lelom chasto, for Hashem is good forever, and his chesed is forever, Ve'adar v'dar emunaso, and for generation to generation is his faithfulness. On a simple understanding, as the Ibn Ezra explains, this last section is a justification for the reason why we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go to his gates is because Tov Hashem, Hashem is good, Le'olam Chastahu, his goodness is forever, as almost similar to the Radak is explaining, because we've experienced so many great things of the Geula, we have to recognize and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that experience. The Malbim seems to understand this last pasuk as a continuation, an additional praise that we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really focusing on the general praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world, following the Malbim's almost thematic idea of there's two hanagos, the natural and the supernatural expression. So it's Ki Tov Hashem Le'olam Chasto, for Hashem. We have to praise Hashem for He is involved in our world through chesed, which is an expression of nace, which is not deserved. It's out of the strict letter of the system. And ve'adar v'dar emunaso, but through each generation, we also have this emuna, this faithful system of teva, and Hashem is involved in the world. It's interesting to note, though, that the Malbim started off this discussion, this parak, talking about the carbon Torah, which is brought on Nisim, which are explicit miracles, and he's concluding with praise for not just Nisim, but also on Teva, which implies potentially that when a person is able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Nisim, he could have a better understanding of Hashem through even the natural world itself. Refresh understands, unlike the other Mefarshim, that this last sentence, this last pasuk, is in fact a culmination of all the other praises that were mentioned in the previous psukim. And he explains that this is introduced by the previous pasuk of Hodu lo baruch hu shemo. A person first has to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoda, as Refresh explains, and then through that recognition, he could be Baruch Hu shemo, as Refresh explains in the previous, as we discussed previously, the word Baruch for him is to actualize the goal of Hashem. So if a person recognizes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only then is he able to properly, or he recognizes the relationship he has with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only then is he really, truly able to, with all his capabilities, to be able to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. And how does he express this Birchas Hashem? How does he express the will of Hashem in this world? It's Ki Tov Hashem Le'olam Chasto. It's by recognizing that, number one, Hashem's relationship is with us all the time. He's constantly with us in our lives and involved in our lives. And with that, V'adar V'adar Munaso. And with that recognition, even throughout each generation where potentially there might be challenges and difficulties, we have this faith, we have this recognition that Hashem is ultimately going to use those experiences to improve our lives, improve mankind, to enable a greater relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in many ways, this is a reciprocal relationship. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu stays with us and expresses his part of the relationship with us as well. And this is, for Rapersh, this is a very fitting understanding of the entire parak, because most of this parak is not expressing Todah, thanksgiving, but really expressing how and in which aspects we recognize our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just to review this entire parak, we first begin with an introduction of the parak, giving thanksgiving either in the form of karbanos or general thanksgiving over the geula, or recognizing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we call the world, who has a more overt understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, to publicly praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We then move to the second section where we charge the world and people, the Mizamer charges everyone else, to do certain actions. Number one, to Ivdu with Hashem b'simcha, to serve Hashem with joy, not just in the Beis HaMikdash, but in all of life. They should recognize the relationship they have with Hashem that's in the process, as the Mabim explains, the fact that you're going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is itself a source of joy. The fact that He gives us reward, the fact that He views our actions as impactful, is itself a source that we recognize the relationship we have with Him. We also recognize that we have to bring a charge to recognize Hashem as our God. He made us. We recognize that He runs the world. He runs us as a nation. We also recognize that our success is not attributable to ourselves. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the source of this relationship and the close protection Hashem has for us. The last thing we're charged in the second section is that to go into His gates with praise, with thanksgiving, and go to His courtyards with praise. As the first explains, the point is that we can only truly have a general recognition of Hashem's greatness, that aspect of the relationship, only after we first express our personal thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last section is the conclusion of this parak, where we recognize Hashem as Kitov Hashem Le'olam Chasda, Hashem is good forever. The Ador V'Dor Emunaso, and His faithfulness is enduring through each generation. And while this could be understood as a justification for the praises that were mentioned earlier, or continuation of the Hanhagos of Hashem as running the world in the supernatural world, it can also be the culmination of all the things that we mentioned before. As we recognize that Hashem has a relationship with us, and we recognize our relationship, our dedication to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize His involvement in our lives, we now express and we want to actualize through Baruch Hu Shemo that Ki Tov Hashem Le'olam Chasdo, Hashem is always with us forever and ever. He has a relationship of loving kindness with us. The Ador V'Dor Emunaso, and even throughout all of life, where there might be challenges in different generations, Hashem's faithfulness is a guarantee that these are for a purpose, for enabling the betterment of society and mankind to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more meaningful way in the future, is enduring, and that's something that we take up with ourselves as we finish this parak. The reason why, based off these explanations, why it's very appropriate that this parak is found in the Psukim d'Zimra, and specifically after Hodu, seems quite appropriate in the sense that, as the Torah explains, this entire parak is an introduction to the Avodas HaKarbanos, in many ways, the connection to Avodas HaTfilah. And as Rafersh and the Radak both quote this Medrash, that in the end of days, all the Tfilos, the Karbanos, will not be needed in the future, because man won't have any real Bakashos, any genuine needs. But all that would remain is Hoda and the Karban Toda. Because in the end of the day, effectively, the core of Tfilah is this Hakara, the recognition of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and even if the externality needs are not necessary in the future, we still have this need and require and a desire and requirement to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, recognize the relationship we have with Him. So as we begin as a Hakdama to Davening, and for the Bnei HaSfarad, Nusach Sfarad, this is almost the first tefillah we're going to be mentioning right after Baruch Sha'amar, it's the first praise because it's maybe the ultimate praise, recognizing the Kadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us, recognizing His involvement in our lives, both in terms of thanks and also in terms of just recognizing the genuine relationship we have with Him, both our involvement in expressing that and also Hashem's reciprocation, Hashem giving back and showing how much He cares for us
She's always there for us. Even Bisman Hazeh, V'Ador V'Ador Munaso, even when the different generations have different challenges, Hashem's faithfulness is always there with us.